Page 24. Section 2. Sign up for Medicare. How much does Part A coverage cost? You usually don't pay a monthly premium for Part A coverage if you or your spouse paid Medicare taxes while working. This is sometimes called premium-free Part A. If you aren't eligible for premium-free Part A, you may be able to buy Part A if you're 65 or older and you have or are enrolling in Part B and meet the citizenship and residency requirements. You're under 65, disabled, and your premium-free Part A coverage ended because you returned to work. If you're under 65 and disabled, you can continue to get premium-free Part A for up to 8.5 years after you return to work. Note: in 2012, people who had to buy Part A paid up to $451 each month. Visit www.medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227 to find out the amount for 2013. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. In most cases, if you choose to buy Part A, you must also have Part B and pay monthly premiums for both. If you have limited income and resources, your state may help you pay for Part A and or Part B. See pages 99 to 100. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 for more information about the Part A premium. TTY users should call 1-800-325-0778. What is the Part A late enrollment penalty? If you aren't eligible for premium-free Part A and you don't buy it when you're first eligible, your monthly premium may go up 10%. You'll have to pay the higher premium for twice the number of years you could have had Part A but didn't sign up. Example: if you were eligible for Part A for 2 years but didn't sign up, you'll have to pay the higher premium for 4 years. Usually, you don't have to pay a penalty if you meet certain conditions that allow you to sign up for Part A during a special enrollment period. See pages 19 to 20.